welcome to the political cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program. And here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host for tonight, James Edwards.
Welcome, everybody, to the Political Cesspool radio program. I'm your host, James Edwards. It's Saturday evening, June the 5th, and we are live tonight from Nashville, Tennessee, at the Council of Conservative Citizens 2010 annual conference. And joining me this evening for our second ever live studio audience broadcast, co-hosting Bill Rowland. Bill, what do you say about the conference?
Outstanding conference. We had excellent accommodations, excellent weather, and a very good turnout. And I want to say the speakers this year, better than ever. Of course, I say that every year, but the fact is the speakers get better every year. So we'll be going, we'll be having some of those speakers as guests on the show, and they'll be talking about briefly what sort of a recap of their speeches and just some opinions on the program in general.
Does anybody have the program in general? Is there an agenda around here, first of all, so we can remember all the great speakers that were here this evening? There it is. First of all, let's get a loud roar from the crowd here. Everybody. Now that's more like it, just so people know that we weren't lying about being in a live studio audience. I should say, by the way, that we are coming to you tonight, not from our flagship station, although we are broadcasting tonight, as always, from AM 1380, WLM Radio in Memphis, Tennessee, and going out to the AM-FM affiliate stations of the Liberty News Radio Network, as well as the internet simulcast at thepoliticalcesspool.org and libertynewsradio.com. And as you said, Bill, just as it was exciting about a year ago when we were in Jackson, Mississippi for the same conference, this one has not just equaled it, but surpassed it in many ways. A great enthusiastic crowd, not just here, but all weekend here at the conference. And as you mentioned, just illuminating speakers. And for those of us in our worldwide audience who tune into the Political Cesspool every week who were not able to be here with us in Nashville, you will get a synopsis from most of the speakers, if not all of them, as we shuttle them in and off of the program this evening throughout the course of the next 3 hours.
Well, at least the ones who are sober enough to remember what they said before before the show came on the air, because it is happy hour here in Nashville, and we take that pretty seriously in Tennessee.
That's right. We did last night anyway.
But you drink until you're not happy anymore. That's the point.
But we will get into that. But I want to say very quickly at the top of the show, people have probably been reading our blog. It gets a lot of traffic. We've been dropping hints all week that a very big announcement was going to be made on this radio program tonight. An announcement that we're quite happy about, quite proud of. And it is, after 6 years, I would say we, because we are the sum of all of our parts here in the political
system. By all means, show our listeners the book, James. He's holding up the book for our radio audience. That's true professionalism.
Radio, not television. Yeah, I'm not on CNN here. But if I were, I would be doing what I'm doing right now, and that's holding up the book. It's my first book. After 6 years of broadcasting, we have finally come up with a book, and it's been something that we have played very close to the vest for 8 months now. We have been working on it, and the finished product was delivered to me from the publisher just 3 days before this conference. The ink is still drying on the pages, and this book, I think, well, Bill, I'm far too modest to hawk it myself, so if you would, and if you go to thepoliticalcesspool.org, you can buy it tonight. It just went on sale today. Tell them a little bit about it, Bill, please, on my behalf.
It ain't got no pictures in it, but... That's okay, because it's really, well, I think that, first of all, it's a beautifully done book. It's not the typical, we ran it off of the, the copy machine type book with a staple in the middle. It's very professionally bound. It's professionally edited, professionally composed. And, from some of the excerpts that I've read from the book and some of the, comments I've heard, it's really a fun, outstanding book. It's not one of these take us so seriously books. Neither is this show, obviously. But it's the type of book you can read. You can be entertained and enlightened at the same time. That is possible, but only through the efforts of people who are dedicated to making sure our people like what they read and read what they like. And so I think that says it all. And by the way, the title is Racism Schism, which is a little Yiddish, but that's okay, because it does get the point across. Racism, schmacism. So when you're Googling that, you know, you got to make sure that you put the schmacism in there, because otherwise you may not find it. But it is going to be available through the website.
That's right. It's available tonight at thepoliticalcesspool.org/book, or if you can't remember that, just go to thepoliticalcesspool.org and link over. The Obama agenda, and as I said in my speech today, we have for far too long seen conservative activists absolutely paralyzed with fear over being called the word racist. But this book will teach you how to absolve yourself from that, from those trappings, and it will allow you to continue on with your good work. We understand that the race hustlers, the liberals, throw the word racist around like confetti, and their sole purpose in doing that is to stifle debate and to keep us from accomplishing our agenda. So this book really lays it on the line. It makes a mockery of the racism industry, and I think it will equip you with the intellectual ammunition necessary to disarm this socio-political bomb once and for all. And I am very excited about it. It's exciting to have a book with my face on it that looks so good. And it's been well reviewed in advance, though, even though we did play it close to the vest. Dr. Paul Godfrey, Dr. Virginia Abernathy, and Richard Spencer of AlternativeRight.com have reviewed it quite favorably, and it is for sale tonight. We'll be talking much more about it over the course of the next 3 hours, but that is the big announcement, one of the biggest things we've done in the history of this broadcast, publishing our first book. That's nothing that is to be taken lightly, particularly when you find out how, as Bill said, professionally edited my first book, Racism Schmacism, How Liberals Use the R-Word to Push the Obama Agenda, available for sale and priced to sell at thepoliticalcesspool.org. And I will guarantee you that you'll be hearing a lot more about this book over the course of the next couple of weeks. I will be cashing in all of the political currency I've accumulated over the course of the last 6 years. I'm calling in every favor I can because I believe that this book is that important. I believe that once conservatives understand the message of my book, they will be able to start winning battles again. So it's something that they need to read. And we're going to do everything we can to make sure it gets into as many households and minds as possible. But again, more to come on that as the program continues. But let's get back to, I don't know if it's bigger news, but it's equally big news. We are at the Council of Conservative Citizens 22 conference in Nashville in front of a huge crowd in this room. Let them hear you again. Yeah. And they love us. They love you, Bill.
That's a little hard to believe, but we want to thank, too. We forgot to thank, we've got our studio assistant, Corwin, with us.
And new intern here.
New intern at the Political Cesspool, Corwin, and we really appreciate Corwin's help on this broadcast, because actually we're completely deaf. We can hear nothing coming back, so we're relying on Corwin's ears to get us through.
We're not at 1380 tonight. We're not in our studios, so we have to have Corwin's ears to be our ears. He's sitting over here on my cell phone giving us the cues from the producer in Utah. It all work, and this is how we did it last year. And again, over the course of the next couple of hours, you will be hearing from many of the luminaries. And I see two of them standing right back there, Sam Dixon and Jared Taylor. They're about to go out to eat, I understand, but they will be back. They will be back, and we'll get to them.
Putting their stomachs above a Patriot.
Picture-taking
with Jared. Although they have to have their photographs made. I guess the swimsuit issue of American Renaissance is coming out.
Check it out at amren.com/swimsuit.
Well, we'll be welcoming them back shortly for their interviews. And in the meantime, we're gonna reach out to the crowd like we did last time. I think we're probably got winging a prayer night on the political cesspool.
But as people continue to shuttle in and out, we will not only be interviewing for you some of these speakers that were on the NCC meeting, we will also be taking in a few faces from the crowd as we did last year. And I think that was one of the best novelties of the program last year. We took whoever's willing, of course, just regular attendees here from the crowd, and they often have equally important insight as the speakers themselves. This is an audience that is no slouch, highly educated people, highly active people, and this is the audience of the Political Cesspool radio program. I only wish everybody who was tuned in tonight at home and in Memphis and on the affiliate stations in the different cities across the country and around the world could be here to share in this fellowship and camaraderie. You really feel as though there is still a lot of hope to be had when you are sharing the company of so many like-minded individuals. It makes you come and fight a little bit harder, right, Bill?
Yes, it's very encouraging, especially when your intern brings a date. That's amazing to me. I mean, that's really impressive. We gotta go to a break.
We'll talk about women and more when we come back. Here on the Political Cesspool, but we're taking our first break. We'll be back right after this on the Liberty News Radio Network.
The Political Cesspool guys will be back right after these messages. Jump in the Political Cesspool with James and the gang. Call us tonight at 1-866-986-6397. And here's the host of the Political Cesspool, James Edwards.
They don't have to wait for their cue. Welcome back to the Political Cesspool Radio live tonight, not from AM 1380 WLRM Radio in Memphis, Tennessee, but from the Convention Hall of the 2010 Council of Conservative Citizens National Conference. And big news at the top of the show that we've already gone through. New book is released, my very first book, destined to be a blockbuster for sure. And we want to help you help yourselves make it such. Go to thepoliticalcesspool.org. I don't know if that made sense. Go to thepoliticalcesspool.org and check out the book, though. Racism, how liberals use the R word to push the Obama agenda. That was just part of the news that emanated from Nashville this weekend. So many bright and shining stars of the paleoconservative or America First movement were on hand and are on hand, not just were, but are here tonight in this very room, and we'll be shuffling in and out. One of them was, of course, Derek Black, another rising media star who hosts his own AM talk show on AM 1340 WPBR in Palm Beach, West Palm Beach, Florida. And Derek, why don't you say hello to the listeners around the world?
Yeah, thanks, Jen, for bringing me on. I'm having radio flashbacks like you did when you like 1380, 1340, you know, you get these radio flashbacks, and you know, you're in the battle or in some...
We're all in the battle together. I think we certainly share scars, and we're in the trenches with one another. Derek, I mentioned that you are, of course, a talk radio host. You've been at...
been broadcasting to Florida, all the way from Fort Lauderdale. All the way down to Miami.
And one thing that this movement needs more of is cross-pollination, where we, instead of to try to satisfy our own selfish interests, we are all pulling in the same direction and helping each other get ahead. So I want to use this opportunity to promote your radio broadcast. Why don't you tell the listeners your standard fare? What are the topics you address, and how can they tune in?
Yeah, I like to think that we've kind of have a similar taste of the Political Cesspool has. We have a lot of different guests. We have a lot of the people who are attending the Council of Conservative Citizens Conference here in Nashville have been on our program. Looking around, it's like seeing an all-star cast of the Best Of series. You know, Jared Taylor and Sam Dixon, a lot of the people are going to be on your program coming up later on tonight, speakers of this conference. And then, of course, a few weeks ago, our biggest name was Congressman Jim Traficant, was a proud guest
All right.
of the program.
That
was
really...
Yeah, he's probably our greatest living congressman, Jim Traficant. He's a real American hero. It was good to talk to him. And so, you know, we try to do a lot of the same things that you've done in your years on the Political Cesspool. And I think people who listen to the cesspool probably would enjoy hearing the show. You can find it online, the Derek Black Show. Now, you've been on the show many times.
That's right, and God willing, and Jesus Tuesday, if the rivers stay down here in Nashville, which is literally, you might be asking for too much, but I'll be on Derek's show on Tuesday. I don't know why I keep
James, you know this isn't video. Yeah.
But I'll be on Derek's show on Tuesday to promote the book, so we look forward to that and look forward to what you've got forthcoming as your career. To 4 years and hopefully four decades, because you're me and that's you.
Yeah, I know. You're exactly so. And I think that you and I, other people who do these, you and me, I think it's a lot of future. There's a lot of effort put into it, and I think it's only worth it because if you put the effort into making these productions, if you go out and you talk and you don't apologize, then things can happen. We live in a time when technology is more expensive than it ever has been in the past. And right now, the old times of media are going out. AM radio may seem like the oldest kind of media around. Cable television seems real flashy, but I suspect that being around on AM radio, like your radio program is going to be on the forefront of the new kinds of media that expand on the internet and these new forms that I can't even see yet. I predict that satellite television, satellite radio will go out and, programs that speak the truth like yours and mine are going to be the vanguard that welcomes in this new type of media.
Well, it very well could be, Derek, and you're right. We need to repop. Reputation for being right of center.
We're
making it very, very right of center. not always.
I actually broadcast about 2 miles. We meet at the country club after we go to our program. He does. He broadcasts from Palm. Well, you know, Rush made it, and no reason why any other person who speaks a little bit more truth than Rush does can't.
Well, the next... Playing the golf with Rush Limbaugh, yeah, you've done that.
Yeah, we were just out there having lunch with him yesterday before I came out here to Nashville. That's the way that worked out. I think the real advantage, the real thing, the real strength that exists in these radio programs, and I guess others, is the fact that you can bring light to things that most Americans and people in the whole world do not realize. They do not realize where the real discrimination is coming from. They do not realize where the real hate comes from and politics around the world, and I think they are not their own. They just haven't been exposed to it. So you have the opportunity for them to see what's really going on, and the ball rolls on its own after that.
Well, if you pick up your radio program online, what is the website for your radio station?
Go on to DerekBlack.com and find archives of my program, D-E-R-E-K Black. It's Tuesday,
A couple of minutes. I do apologize for that. The feed cutting out a couple of times over the last few minutes. We are doing a live remote broadcast, as you know, from Nashville, Tennessee, at the Council of Conservative Citizens National Conference, and our setup here or has the internet connection, isn't 100% sound. We are going to be troubleshooting that during the next commercial break. So, again, for all of the affiliate stations, we apologize for any interruption to the broadcast stream here. We will get that sorted and situated and rectified as the program continues, because we are just getting started here tonight. Plenty more guests forthcoming, people you definitely are going to want to hear. You just heard from Derek Black, AM Talk Radio host out of West Palm Beach, Florida. We've got plenty more treats and surprises for you as the political festival continues. Half an hour in, 2.5 hours still to go, and you're not going to want to miss a single second of it, especially if we can get our equipment working here. I can guarantee you it'll sound a lot better if you can actually hear us, and we look forward to being able to make that a possibility for you. So still to come, you're going to be hearing from Don Wassel in a minute. He is the editor of the Nationalist Times and the...
To get on the show and express your opinion in the political cesspool, call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the political cesspool. We've been reduced to using our cell phone here for a moment. If I can ask producer Denny in Utah to try to link up to our Skype connection here from the convention facilities, if he can call Bill Rowland. Bill is now our engineer, and I'm flanked by our intern producer here on location, working through some problems. We didn't have these problems last year in Mississippi. I don't know. We'll see if we can get them sorted. But we are now on a cell phone, but we are still going out all over the country. And I do, again, apologize during the last segment for the dead air that we had a couple of seconds here, a couple of seconds there. And hopefully we will be able to get all of this fixed here in short order. But in the meantime, the show must go on, and go on it shall, here in Nashville at the CFCC conference. Big news, my new book is out. Check it out at thepoliticalcesspool.org. It's written in such a way that everybody who's a fan of this show is going to appreciate it, but it's also something you can give your conservative friend or family member that perhaps hasn't made their final evolution over into staunch paleo conservative activism. And this will help them see what the word racist really means. And we're very proud of it. So check it out at thepoliticalcesspool.org. Now, I am looking across this table at a couple of gentlemen who have been in this movement longer than I've been alive. And I don't want to date them in saying that, but it's the truth, and that is to be commended. And we are going to have Don Wassel on now. You heard from Derek Black in the last segment. Sporadically, I think it was, but Derek was on, and it was a heck of an interview. I hope you were able to catch most of it. When I go back and listen to the archives, we'll figure out for sure. But we've got Don Wassel here now. He is, again, the editor of the Nationalist Times and proprietor of castfootball.us, another famous face in the crowd, if you will. And Don, it's good to have you as we pass around the cell phone here.
Hi, James. Great to be on your show here in Nashville.
Don, why don't you tell us a little bit about the purpose of the Nationalist Times and how people could get a little more information about that, the topics and issues you raise in your fine monthly newspaper, and subscription rates, all that good stuff, all the basics. The Nationalist Times, Don Wassel.
Okay, the Nationalist Times has been published continuously since 1985, dating myself a little bit. It's a monthly newspaper, covers politics and just about everything out there, social issues, privacy, foreign policy, you name it, we cover it. It is a monthly. It's introductory price. It's just $19 for new subscribers. And if you want to subscribe online, you can go to anu.org, or from there you can find any of our other websites, and you can tune in to what we're doing.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, as I mentioned, we are going to give you a cornucopia, a true buffet of the greatest leaders and visionaries that this movement has to offer. Don Wassel is certainly one of them. And as much as I appreciate and admire the work he does with the Nationalist Times, it cannot be discounted, his other entity, his other vehicle, Cast Football. This is something, sports plays such a big role in our lives. Everybody follows sports, one sport or the other. And a lot of the issues that we raise that manifest themselves
and politics are certainly there in existence in sports today. And Don Wassel is the only person out of all of, on any given Saturday, there will be hundreds of thousands of people in just about every big city in America packed into these college football stadiums. Well, why isn't anyone tackling the issues of racial animus that are prevalent in sports today? No one has done it, even though so many people follow sports. Well, Don Wassel did it. So give them a little more information, Don, in a nutshell, and we have a couple of minutes here, about cast football, because this is something that I'm very high on, and it's always an honor to have you on the show to talk about it, and you've done it a couple of times before.
Okay, castfootball.us, C-A-S-T-E, football.us. We cover the ridiculous and extremist affirmative action that takes place in American sports, namely the glorification of the black athlete and the denigration of the white athlete. So Cast Football is a site which supports and publicizes white athletes and tries to get the truth out there that the world's best athletes are not black, they are white. The white man and white woman, but mainly the white man, has been the best sportsman in the world for a long time and still is. And we document it. We do it through opinion and through facts. And it's doing real well. It's a very vibrant and dynamic website, and particularly the discussion forum. And I'm sure some of our posters are listening right now. It's a big hello to all Cast Football supporters out there.
So that's castfootball.us if you're a sports fan and want to break through some of the politically correct drivel that we find from the mainstream sports shows. You're certainly not going to hear a commentary from Cast Football on SportsCenter, I don't think. Maybe. Don, have they ever asked you to serve as an anchor on SportsCenter? he turned them down. He was not going to whore himself out. Principles before money. And Don Wassel holding the line there. But so there you have it. I mean, just one man, two great avenues for our line of thinking, the Nationalist Times, a monthly newspaper publication. Check them out, and then Cast Football. And Don, it's an honor to have had you at least on for a couple of minutes tonight to promote your work, and I hope that some of the listeners that are tuned in this evening will go and check out your website and support it. So now I'm shaking the hand of Don Wassel as we try to set up another studio on the other side of the room here. It looks like our first one fizzled out just a little bit, and we had some momentary interruptions with our internet stream that was feeding our broadcast to the AM/FM affiliate stations. I'm watching my co-host, Bill Rowland, now walk around, kind of roam around the room in no particular direction, trying to find a place to hook up the Skype line and the studio mic, and that will give us certainly better audio quality for our deserving affiliates. We want to give them the very best. And he's gonna set it up here. So still, thankfully, still plenty of time left in the show. I think the issue is gonna be moving the audience. They've all gathered around our little cubbyhole here in the corner. Now we gotta move to the other corner. Y'all think we can handle that? They're willing to move. They're willing to move, and we're gonna move over there. And hopefully, being somewhat near the center of the lobby, the thinking here on the ground is that if we move the computer over across the room, that somehow the Wi-Fi connection will be stronger 20 feet in that direction than it is where I sit now. I don't know if that logic is going to pan out, but we're certainly going to try. And if not, we'll just keep passing around the cell phone because that's really professional. And that's the kind of guys we are here in the political cesspool. We'll pass around the cell phone. We'll do whatever it takes. We'll send a smoke signal, whatever it takes, to get the word out over the airwaves tonight. We will not be overcome by the elements. We're not going to let technology silence us. We will do it on a cell phone, or we'll yell really loud if the cell phones go dead, and maybe, just maybe, Denny in Utah will be able to hear our screams, and that will get us out over the airwaves. If it comes to that, that's what we'll do. But we've still got many more people to hear from tonight. I got my agenda in the hand now. I'm commentating this as if I'm on television. Merlin Miller's gone, so we're not going to be able to talk to him, although I would have liked to. I think our regular listeners know Merlin. Gordon Baum is just sitting here looking at me straight 2 feet away from me. Gordon Baum, the venerable, the legendary Gordon Lee Baum, Esquire, the chief executive officer of the Council of Conservative Citizens. He will be our next guest Will he be broadcasting over a cell phone? Will our computer Skype connection work? And will it not be interrupted? We're going to find all those things out as the cesspool continues. But I tell you, it's a novelty to be able to bring you a show like this. And despite the momentary interruptions that you had to endure during the second segment, I hope you are enjoying just the atmosphere that you're listening to now. It's so much better to be here and to be able to see it for yourself. But it's unique to be able to bring a show like this to you in front of a vibrant audience and an enthusiastic audience with so many great guests on hand, in our presence, not calling in over the phone or via satellite as we normally have to do to hook up with our guests. But they're all right here. They are all live and uncensored on the Political Cesspool radio program. So we're going to continue to work through a few things here at the next commercial break, which I know is coming up here in just a minute or two. And Gordon Baum is going to come on and hawk the council. And it's an organization that everybody should join. I am not only a member, I am honored enough to be a member of the board, a board member, a member of the board of directors. That's what I am. And we're going to talk to Gordon about the mission and purpose of the Council of Conservative Citizens. I will set the stage for him by telling you during this commercial break to log on to the Internet, not if you're driving around in your car tuned in over the AM airways this evening, but if you are at home and on the Internet, open up a new window and go to cofcc.org. That is the Internet headquarters of the Council of Conservative Citizens, cofcc.org, and you'll get the... You'll get a little taste about what the council is all about in advance of Gordon's appearance. And he's going to tell us some more about that right after these words. So stay tuned, everybody.
We gotta get out of this place. We gotta get out of this place. Girl, there's a better life for me. If
I didn't tell him I did it. Welcome back. To get on the political cesspool, call us on James's Dime, toll-free at 1-866-986-6397. And here's the host of the political cesspool, James Edwards.
And we're back, the political cesspool, back on the air, broadcasting live from the Council of Conservative Citizens National Convention in Nashville, Tennessee. Let's hear it from the audience!
And ladies and gentlemen, again, for the I know the first couple of segments of the show, there were some temporary interruptions with our broadcast stream. We do apologize for that. Hopefully those problems have been rectified. We never know for sure, but we have done some hold my book back up so everybody can see it. We've done some rearranging, and hopefully now the bugs are out of the system. And for everyone listening, we appreciate your understanding. We appreciate your understanding as these are, it's a different scenario tonight. We're in a live audience, a lot of energy, a lot of excitement, great atmosphere, and hopefully that's coming across over the radio airwaves and you're enjoying a very special edition of the Political Cesspool radio program with a very special guest now. I'd like to have Bill introduce. We've already heard from Derek Black and Don Wassel, two great leaders, putting America first, fighting for the truth. And now we've got another one who's been around for how long, Bill?
100 years.
They used to call me the gross steer, the big leader.
Well, we've been playing tag with our audience around this the conference room, so now. Now by the water, next it'll probably be by the bathroom. But in any case, our guest now is the CEO of the Council of Conservative Citizens, Gordon Baum.
Tell us something interesting, Gordon.
Something interesting. I'm in these great accommodations, this great studio in Nashville we bought and got on borrow from the Grand Ole Opry, and then given it over just because James Edwards and Bill Roller. Two stars and a pack. I think the last time they had somebody be you was Chris Christopher.
Chris Christopher. Are we bigger than Chris? Christopher. Still current.
Well, yeah.
Well, Gordon, we are here because of this conference. We are here because of the Council of Conservative Citizens. It is the Council of Conservatives that brought all of us here in Nashville, just as they brought us all together in Jackson, Mississippi last year, where we did our first live remote broadcast in front of a studio audience. So, Gordon, let the listeners at home know why everybody's here. What is the Council of Conservative Citizens? What's the agenda? The objective.
Conservative Citizens, as you know, since you're on the board of directors and so is Mr. Rowland, is the largest conservative organization in the country. It serves as a voice and an active advocate for the no longer silent conservative majority. We have members in every state in the union and 12 foreign countries and active chapters in 28 states. Once a year, we have an annual meeting, conference, if you would, where we bring in speakers from all across the right-wing conservative populist movement. And we just had a grand arrangement of speakers from Croatia and Canada and all over the United States, top-notch speakers, authors, lecturers. And the purpose of it is to get our people to come to it. We had several hundred, and it's a two-day affair. They come to the conference to learn what's going on around the country, to be exposed to some of these ideas from these intellectuals and authors. And I think it's a very worthwhile adventure for our people. Besides that, even more important, it gives for the activists, you know, a time once a year where they can meet other like-minded people in fellowship, camaraderie, to discuss ideas and make new friends. And they come, I think we've had them from Oregon, California, Nevada, Arizona, all up down the East Coast, New York, all over the Midwest, all the southern states. And so I think all those that come here enjoy themselves, and it gives them an opportunity to make new friends and learn of activities that others are doing, and hopefully it will encourage them to go out and continue fight.
I want to talk a little bit for people that tune into this radio program and come to conferences such as this. If you relied on the liberal media to give you your daily bread, you would think, as Sam Dixon said in his eloquent closing remarks, that we just wake up and, as we shower each morning, think of how we can be evil for the day. But that's not the case whatsoever, and Sam hit the nail on the head. Our people are good people, good Christian, red-blooded, I guess everybody's red-blooded, but hard-working red-state Americans for the most part. We pay our taxes. We try to make the world a little bit better place. Everything we do, I guess my point is,
we represent the people that built this country, that farmed the farms, worked in the factories, fought their wars, and yet we're being left behind. It was our courage and our labor of our ancestors, the white Europeans, that built this nation. And now being ignored, our own nation has turned their back on them. We're not evil hate mongers. In fact, one of the biggest problems with the with whites in general and conservatives is that most of them are religious and good-hearted people, and we're taken advantage of. For instance, whenever there's a calamity in the third world, whether it's an earthquake in Haiti or a tsunami in Bangladesh, who is it rushes there with AIDS? It's the Americans and the white Europeans. You know, where's the Chinese, the Brazilians, and these other big countries? They could care less. And yes, ours are good, decent people. They pay their taxes, and they provide the schools and the hospitals, and everybody takes advantage of us. And I think these are people that are just sick and tired of being taken advantage of, and they've got to eventually stand up and say, you've gone far enough. You got to close the borders. You got to bring our troops home. You got to take care of the American population. You know, the economic situation in the United States is disastrous. I talk to 10 to 15 people every day that call the headquarters. And the situation for young people getting jobs, for anybody getting jobs, is really terrible out there. People are unemployed, underemployed drastically. Their housing values have fallen through the floor. No sign of recovery coming along. And I think the American people have really had enough. And this has been one of our best years that we've had since we've started 22 years ago. People are coming out of the woodwork, good, loyal people, a lot of soldiers returning home from the wars in the desert wars, if you would. And they're sick and tired of what the kids are going to this country. They can't get jobs. They're migrating all over the country, Detroit down to deep south Louisiana, just looking for a job. And it's sad. And so we do our best to represent these people and their struggle to keep their heads above water and to find their place in the sun.
If those are the kind of people that you would like to keep in your company, we encourage you to visit the website of the Council of Conservative Citizens, become a member as we are, cofcc.org. Be a part of the solution. Be a part of a team that is pulling together in the same direction. Support the organizations that are out there fighting this battle on the front line and enduring the scars. Join organizations like the Council. Support our radio program. Support the people that are producing good fruit for the founding, the people who descended from the founding stock of this country. And we are just about done with our first hour of tonight's live broadcast. Can you believe it, Bill?
Flown by.
It always
does. Time flies when you're not so.
He's joking.
I'm just joking. FCC listening, I'm just joking. That's a joke.
And he is just joking. If we were drunk, it would have made the technical difficulties a little more.
One final comment. Your baby has the same barber you have.
That's right. My new daughter, she's 2 months old and already at her first conservative conference. So let's hear it for baby girl. The youngest member of the Council of Conservative Citizens.
I wonder if you're going to be wearing one of those cute little flower bands she has on her head. It could change your image, you know.
Yeah, you know, if it...
How could you be called a hater with a little daisy band around your head?
That's right.
Soften your image, Bill's right.
Wear lavender. Well, we've got much more to come tonight. You've heard from Derek Black, Don Wassel, and Gordon Baum, three of the leaders in attendance tonight here in this hall, but still many, many more to come, and a few faces. Man on the street interviews, if you will, still 2 hours forthcoming on tonight's live broadcast of the Political Cesspool. We will try to make the next 2 hours problem-free. No three-second interruptions, no 10-second interruptions as we go. But it does prove one thing, what we always say. We are live, unrehearsed, and it shows.
Exactly. We'll go to some rapid fire interviews and comments right after the break.
We're gonna come back at the top of the second hour, so we're gonna take a 6 minute hiatus to get all the good stuff from the top of the hour. People that come on, I don't know what they do actually, because I'm always in studio. But yeah, we'll be back at about 6 after the hour. And we will do some rapid-fire segments to talk about the book and promote more here on the Political Cesspool this evening, live from the Council of Conservative Citizens National Conference. Let's hear it, everybody, as we go to break!
And two to go. Stay tuned. Hour number two of the Political Cesspool comes your way right after these messages.
And Harv leaped to his feet and says, something's got a hold on me. Yow! The day the squirrel went berserk in the First Self-Righteous Church. In that sleepy little town of Pascagoula, it was a fight for survival that broke out in revival. They were jumping pews and shouting, hallelujah. Well, Harv hit the aisles dancing and screaming. Some thought he had religion, others thought he had a demon. And Harv thought he had a weed eater loose in his fruit of the blooms. He fell to his knees to plead and beg, and the squirrel ran out of his britches leg unobserved to the other side of the room. All the way down to the Amen.